Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from America's heartland. We're happy to have you with us this evening here at the Biden-Kelly-Whipple Resistance Headquarters. You know, you got to love our Kansas theme song. I got to tell you, Dave, we're at the GOP convention this weekend, and the big room, you know, the big reception, everybody's in there. They got the Muzak going in the background, you know, kind of low. And all of a sudden, this song starts playing, and I had people all over the room looking around and pointing at me. I thought it was great. Manhattan, Kansas, this song plays. And people pointed at me, so I kind of leaned over and I said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show.
That's a great story.
You got to love it. Well, we're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330, even if you're in Manhattan at the Kansas GOP convention. You can also reach me by email, john@knssradio.com. On Facebook, at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you, even if you're standing at the convention floor in Manhattan. We go everywhere. We're all over the place, and we're tired as heck. And a little bit. I need more coffee. So we had a great show planned for you this evening. I'm going to bring you highlights from this weekend's 2021 GOP state convention in Manhattan. We sat down and had interviews with Congressman Ron Estes, Senator Jerry Moran, former Secretary of State Chris Kobach, our current Attorney General, and our former Governor Jeff Collier. Those are the two declared candidates for governor. Sat down and talked with both of them, and we'll play those interviews. And we also had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Matt Schlapp, who is the chairman of the American Conservative Union. That's the organization that puts on CPAC every year. We're going to talk with Matt, and Matt's actually going to be on the show again here fairly soon, but we talked with him at the convention. Great conversation, great weekend. Got to meet Governor Noem, and she's absolutely a rock star. I'm hoping she runs for president. I think she'd be a fantastic candidate. Great straw poll this weekend, by the way. Not to anyone's surprise, Mike Pompeo won the presidential straw poll. Of course, he had a bit of a home field advantage, but Mike Pompeo won that running away. We're also going to talk about a couple of neat events, some amazing events coming up in the Wichita area in the next few days. We'll bring you the details of those later in the show. And if we get a chance, we'll take your calls at 316-869-1330. Obviously, other than the convention, the big news this week was the guilty verdict of in the Derek Chauvin trial. Of course, to many on the left, that wasn't enough pound of flesh for them. AOC said, you know, justice wasn't served. Our president and co-president went on television to proclaim America was still a systemically racist country, which was absolutely freaking disgusting to see the president of the United States and his co-president, you know, vilifying their own country. I'm sorry, if you feel that way, resign. Get out! You're absolutely disgusting to stand there and call your own country a racist country. Get out! You don't belong here if you feel that way. And you certainly don't deserve to hold the highest office in the land if you feel that way. For my part, you know, I say, and I've said this before, that now the more than ever, we need to stand with the vast majority of law enforcement officers who are good people working day and night to keep our communities safe. I served as a chairman of the Kansas Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training for over 6 years. And I'm very familiar with law enforcement. I've seen the cases that C-Post went through. I've seen cases of bad officers. And you know what? They do police themselves, and they kick out the bad officers, and they're so rare. And when they find them, they decertify them. And Derek Chauvin was the exception, not the rule. And I'm so tired of these liberal haters trying to vilify an entire profession because of the few bad apples. And, you know, more importantly, when politics, the media, and race baiters decide criminal trials, you no longer have a justice system. And sadly, this jury would have had their homes burned down and would have done anything to them had they entertained anything other than a guilty on all counts verdict. And no one would have protected them. So what else could the jury have decided? Not to say that Derek Chauvin didn't get the justice deserved, but what else could the jury have found? And for that reason, it was never going to be a fair trial. Just ask Maxine Waters. I mean, we know what she wanted. She wanted a verdict that wasn't even available to the jury. Here's an idea. Instead of warning citizens that there's going to be rioting, why not warn rioters that there will be arrests for rioting? Wow, what a novel concept. I mean, how backwards are some of the folks who govern some of our cities in this country? And of course, just for saying this, I'll be called a racist, you know. But for the record, I do believe that black lives matter, that all lives matter. Black lives deserve good jobs. Black lives deserve low taxes. Black lives deserve school choice. Black lives deserve job opportunities. Black lives deserve to be put before illegal immigration, which is precisely why black lives should vote Republican. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter co-founder is reminding everyone that justice won't fully be served until she can buy a fifth house. I mean, this is the hypocrisy of the left right now. But this is what Democrats do. Just this week, our Democrat governor, Laura Kelly, vetoed a bill that would have allowed a Gadsden flag license plate. For those of you who don't know the Gadsden flag, that's the yellow flag with the snake. Don't tread on me. She vetoed the plate because it was racist, quote unquote. Now, this wasn't the only plate on the bill. It had a number of other plates, including plates that were fighting for childhood cancer, military distinction, an African American fraternity, and teachers, among others. And she did so because she said the Gadsden flag is a symbol of racism. Now, the Gadsden flag can be traced back to 1775 when newly enlisted Marines marched carrying drums painted with coiled rattlesnakes, 13 rattles, and the motto, "Don't tread on me." It was named after South Carolina Continental Army Colonel Christopher Gadsden, who was on the Marine Committee. If you review the flag's history, if you do your research, any moron will see the symbol is not racist. How could it be, if its origins are so firmly rooted in the American Revolution, how can an early symbol of American identity be considered racist? But they don't care. Any knowledge of American history and identity can tell you it was not formed under the principles of racism. But today's Democrats don't care about facts. They don't care about context. They only care about pandering to their base, and so out goes anything that doesn't fit their woke vision of the New World Order. And the left is winning, folks. And they will continue to push the limits now because they know that they will be rewarded as long as we allow it. They will become emboldened, they will become more aggressive, and more savage. Until we stand up, until we say, don't tread on me, until we say enough is enough, this will only continue. We'll take a quick break. And then we'll play for you my interview with Congressman Ron Estes from this weekend's Kansas State GOP convention. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.